Hi, perverts. I have a special little story for you today. I wanted to say thank you to all of you that have stuck around in my Discord. By the way, if you haven't joined yet, please join. There's usually a link in my videos or my profile descriptions. I also want to thank you guys. I have already subscribed to my AVN profile and a couple of people that have bought some videos on there and also have bought videos on my Minivids. So, yay, spreading myself out a little bit more and my legs. Just to kind of like have different places where my content is available and I am available to you. Because, of course, I want to give all of my nasty little pedo perverts a safe place to come, explode, and enjoy themselves. Judgment-free, totally dark, nasty, taboo fantasies, all by little Miss Katie Starling here. So, you know, today, I don't really have anything written up. But I'm feeling very, very fucking horny and slutty. What do you think I should talk about? Oh, I know. I would just love to be your sweet little mommy accomplice. You know, I have this little girl. Her name is Alice, and she is about 9 years old. And she's been asking me all kinds of questions lately about sex and men and cock. And I told her, well, the only way to really learn is from hands-on experience. So I said, why don't you go ahead and let mommy teach you? I go ahead and I pick up my phone and I give you a call. And then not even a half hour later, I hear this little knock at the door. I go, who is it? Oh, hi, Katie. You called me to come over. I let you in, and you see my perfect little girl just sitting there right on the couch. I already have her all stripped down all the way to her little tiny white panties. They have these cute little unicorns on them. Isn't she just a perfect little princess? Little mosquito bite titties and her tiny training bra. And I tell you, wow, she wants to learn about sex. She wants to learn about cocks. I ask you to go ahead and get in front of her as I stand behind her, rubbing her tiny little shoulders. Stroking her blonde, pretty long hair. Whispering in her ear, saying, it's gonna be okay, little one. Mommy's here to keep you safe. Mommy's here to help you learn about big pedo cocks. And I see you unzip your pants and whip out that long, hard, throbbing pedophile cock. I go ahead and look up at you and give you a big smile as I kind of insert myself next to you too. And I start just picking my hand up and stroking that hard, throbbing cock of yours. I gently guide it inside of her mouth, and I tell her, open wide, sweetie. My friend here is gonna teach you all about hard throbbing cocks. I gently coax her little head up and down and slide it up and down on that pedophile cock of yours, soaking wet with that little girl spit. I go ahead and have you deep down her little throat, start ramming your cock down it, telling her she's got to get over that gag reflex. All of us ladies learn how to get over a gag reflex. You just let that cock slide right down your little tiny warm throat. I see her little eyes looking at me for approval, and I tell her she's doing a great job. Just a wonderful job sucking on that pedophile cock like it's a lollipop. Because that's how I kind of explained it to her. I said it's just like sucking on a lollipop, except it's a big cock instead. I'm teaching her just how I learned about big cocks. I see that you're getting a little close there. But I don't want you to come just yet. No. She still has more to learn. I go ahead and slip off her little panties and give that precious little bear cunny a kiss. I open her legs nice and wide, and I gently guide that throbbing cock. Take the head of it and start rubbing it around that wet little 9-year-old pussy. I could tell she's looking at me and she's just a little scared as we both reassure her that she's gonna be just fine. Isn't that right? I want you to go ahead and tell our little princess she's gonna be alright. That she just needs to take this big pedo cock in stride. I know you'll know what to say. Yes, reassure our little princess here. Go ahead and light my cigarette as I watch you thrust in and out of that tight little hole. I could tell you've been having a hard time really getting it in deep there. So I rub her little shoulders again as I'm taking an extra drag off my smoke. I whisper in her little ear just to take it like a good little slut. This is how mommy learned to be a whore. Now you need to learn to be a whore. And I know you'll do a great job. I wipe the little tears off her face and tell her how good she's doing. That she wanted to learn about this, and the only way to learn is from first-hand experience, just like mommy did. I see you go ahead and turn her over and start fucking that tight little cunt from behind, thrusting harder and harder each time. How does it feel to have your cock enveloped by that tight little cunny of hers? Popping her little 9-year-old cherry. Having mama sitting there encouraging you to slide that pedo cock in inside of that tight little cunt. Oh, I want you to fill her with all of that fucking pedophile cum. Come on. I want you to thrust deeply in her and just explode. I want to see the cum drip out of her tiny little cunny. Yes. Oh, I see you twitching there. You getting ready. Fucking cum for mama, baby. Come for me and my sweet little princess. I want you to fucking fill her little tiny body with all of that pedo cum. Oh my god, it's so much. It's been a while since you've been inside a tiny little body, hasn't it? You disgusting little pedophile. I love you, my nasty little pervert. Depositing all of that pedo cum inside my little princess. Look how it's dripping out of her tight little cunt. Do you see it? All slippery and wet. I hand her a towel and tell her to clean herself up. That congratulations, she just had her first fuck by a big old pedo cock. And I tell her there are more coming. And they will use that little hole right up all of her little holes. To be continued, boys. This is the first installment of my new little taboo audio series. I'm going to try to do a different story every time. And I hope you just exploded a big load of pedo cum for me. Yes, a big ol' load. Remember that this is adult fantasy entertainment only. I do use a lot of trigger words, and this is very taboo content, but it is a fantasy. This is not based on anything real. You know, I don't have a real 9-year-old daughter. Even if I did, I would never do this to her, you know. This is just a fantasy. And that's it. And it's fun, to think about dark taboo things. And I want to let you know that my Discord community and all of my pages, you can message me anytime if you're struggling with some of your desires or you feel disgusting or whatever. I want you to message me. I'm definitely willing to lend a non-judgmental, safe, and legal ear to all your troubles. You know, get a hold of me. You want customs, you want to do a phone sex call, you want to do some sexting. Of course, I charge for that. But if you just want to chat about how you've been struggling or anything like that, please get a hold of me because that's free. I will chat with you for free on my Discord and everything, you know? I want you guys to know that I'm here for you. I have no judgment. And I enjoy talking to all of you all the time. I can't wait to do more of these. Again, first installment into my uninhibited audio series. Bye-bye, guys. I'll talk to you later.